USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A pair of economic reports just released, one from ADP Moody's Analytics reporting there were 179,000 new jobs created last month. That's down from the 225,000 in October, and also a bit less than what economists were expecting. And the Labor Department says 231,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. The economists were expecting them to come in a little bit lower at 225,000. Nominations for the 76th Annual Golden Globes have just been released, among them for Best Picture, Musical, or Comedy.
Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns, and Vice.
For Best Movie Drama, A Star is Born, Bohemian Rhapsody, If Beale Street Could Talk, Black Panther, and BlacKkKlansman. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Wisconsin's Democratic Governor-elect Tony Evers is appealing to the Republican Governor Scott Walker to veto a number of bills adopted by GOP lawmakers, which would strip him and his incoming administration of many gubernatorial powers.
I am very concerned that the 2.6 million people that voted and they represent the rest of the people of Wisconsin did not have their voices heard because of the actions of the legislature over the past few days.
Evers and other Democrats say they might go to court about it. Robin Voss, the Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker, says they have that right.
We all know that we have three equal branches, so of course they have the right to go to court. We've already vetted these with legal experts that we believe have shown that they are clearly constitutional.
A search and rescue effort continues off the coast of Japan, where five U.S. Marines remain missing after two U.S. Marine Corps aircraft collided today. Two Marines were rescued. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A final funeral for the former President George H.W. Bush about to take place at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. The 41st president arriving at Ellington Field on Wednesday after a previous funeral in Washington yesterday. This afternoon, his body will be transported by train to College Station, where he will be buried on the grounds of the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum on the campus of Texas A&M. Most of the East Coast can expect to see more cold temperatures and snowfall as the weekend gets closer. A new storm is making its way to the east. It will bring heavy snow, ice, and rain. The storm dumping more than 2 inches of rain already on Southern California, bringing wind gusts of up to 70 miles an hour to that area. Throughout today, the storm will continue to move across Arizona and New Mexico, and by tomorrow, it's expected to pour rain on parts of southern Texas. Then heavy snow and ice will break out tomorrow night from the Texas Panhandle to central Oklahoma as it continues towards the eastern Gulf Coast states. Major ice and snow could hit the Carolinas and Virginia and parts of northern Georgia by Sunday. And taxpayers may have to fork over upwards of $20 million for the trial of a former cop believed to be the notorious Golden State Killer. Joseph DeAngelo is set to appear in court today and faces at least 26 charges, including 13 counts of murder. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.